I wanted to thank you all so much for inviting me here this afternoon. I've been giving this workshop on how to break your man for several years now, and I can tell you that for most of the women who attend, it is a truly transformational experience. The first question everyone has is, why would I want to break my man? I mean, isn't he just perfect the way he is? The short answer to that question is no. By the end of this workshop, you will have a much better understanding not only of how to break your man, but why you absolutely will want to. Just by a quick show of hands, anyone here feel like their man doesn't listen to them?
Wow, she's amazing.
Unattentive to your needs.
Yeah.
Emotionally unavailable. Yep. Selfish in bed.
Oh, you got that right.
Yeah, that one always gets a big response. Well, those are just a few of the aspects that are about to change in your relationship forever. So let's go ahead and get started. I wanted to thank the organizers for lending me this one for demonstration purposes. And what's your name, dear?
Mm-hmm. He's cute.
Well, it's nice to meet you. As you will have noticed, our demonstration victim has already been prepared for the workshop. This is something you will have to do on your own. So let's go over a couple of key points. First, you'll notice that he is in strict bondage. It is absolutely essential that the hands be restrained, either behind the back or attached to something securely. I've selected this beautiful leather arm binder for today's class.
Very classy.
Well, show them, dear. See?
Oh, wow.
This is the kind of thing breaking your man will really help with. Now, I realize all may not have a nice leather arm binder handy, but you can use much more widely available items. Rope, duct tape, pantyhose, one of his ties, anything that will keep his hands behind his back and out of the way. You can turn back around now, dear. Now, you will also notice I have our victim here gagged as well. This is absolutely critical for reasons we'll get into a little bit later. This leather panel gag has a very large mouth-filling leather bulb inside. It presses the tongue down, making speech virtually impossible. Isn't that right?
Wow.
I think he said yes. I mean, it is so hard to tell. But that's the point, isn't it, ladies? It doesn't really matter what he has to say. He's going to discover that as part of his training tonight, isn't he? Just nod, darling. Much better.
That's a good boy.
You can use any gag, really, but I suggest something very mouth-filling and something that stretches the jaw a bit.
Oh, okay.
Now, this part is very important. When you fit the gag, put it on very firmly and let it stay there for a little while. But before you start, make sure you tighten it at least one more notch, like so.
Okay.
You really want them to feel it. The gag is so very important. Some women will prefer to go with mouth packing and tape, and that can be very effective too. I highly recommend using some sort of personal item for the mouth packing, Worn gym socks always work well, and you can usually fit more than one in their mouth. Or if you want to give them a little treat, how about a pair of your dirty pants?
That's hot. Oh.
Oh, look, see? He likes the sound of that. But if you are using tape, don't just put a strip or two over the lips. You need to wrap it all the way around several times. Really cover that face in tape, girls. Okay?
Right, okay.
Oh, yes. Question.
That sounds really hot, but, like, if I use my panties to gag him and really stuff them in his mouth, I mean, don't you worry about him swallowing them?
No, not really. I have more panties. So, now doesn't he just look adorable, bound and gag?
He does.
No more mansplaining. Just one more added benefit. Now, the other two things that you want to make sure you have open and exposed are the nipples.
Oh boy.
I love that sound. Delightful. And then, of course, the main attraction. This right here. Penis, cock, dick, rod, call it whatever you want. But the first thing you need to realize is that this is what he uses to think. So this is what we will use to break.
Does, well, you know, does size matter?
Good question. It really doesn't. Fun fact. You can even use a micropenis. You know, the ones that are so tiny you can barely see them? Yeah, you can use those to break your man. The reason why is that no matter how big or how small, every man sees his penis as the most important thing about him. He loves it. He spends an inordinate amount of time playing with it, tugging on it, and giving himself pleasure.
Yep.
Don't. Okay, okay, shh. No need to get all excited. See, girls? Even gagged, they can't keep their mouths shut.
So now, true.
Where was I? Ah, the penis. Yes, even the small ones. Now, this one is a nice average size. I highly recommend that you begin the process by putting on a pair of latex gloves.
Really?
Having actual contact with his genitals using your hand sends the wrong message. Remember, you are not here to pleasure him. You are here to torture him.
So smart.
Very important. Hush, dear. Women are talking. Now, I recommend a water-based lube. Be generous with it. Coat your hands and his cock thoroughly. And begin stroking. You will want to squeeze firmly, but gently. How does that feel, Jack? That's right. It feels nice, doesn't it? So the very first thing we're going to do is edge him. For those of you who don't have any experience edging, it is quite simply the process of bringing him right to the edge of his orgasm, but not letting him achieve ultimate release.
Okay.
You'll want to pay careful attention to his body movements, squirming, twisting. He will likely start pressing into your hand, trying to get some of those additional sensations. See?
I see.
Exactly like that. That's when you pull your hand away. Oh, as you can see, it is hard and swollen already and starting to twitch a bit.
Good.
Now, you're going to sit still for me. Understand? Seagirls. Hmm. This time, he remembered to nod.
Hmm.
Now, let's go back to stroking. Most of us learn how to give hand jobs for pleasure, right? Speeding up and eventually creating a climax and letting him achieve orgasm. For the purpose of breaking him, you'll want to do the exact opposite. So very slow, very deliberate strokes. But make sure you keep a steady pace. Very slow. His body has been trained to expect the stimulation to increase, and you really want to deny him that. He has to learn that you are in control of the sensation, not him.
And hot.
Now, right now, he is fighting the urge to squirm and press into my hand, but he knows that if he does, I'm going to stop. Isn't that right? Oh, poor baby. And now you can hear his breathing getting faster and more shallow. I want to stress that there's nothing special about any of this. Perfectly normal teasing session. Perfectly normal response. You just keep stroking. Slowly stroking. Yeah. Now watch, girls. See his whole body starting to tense up? He's getting very close.
Oh, gosh.
Very close. And before he can come, you just wrap your forefinger and thumb around the base of the shaft and squeeze. Tight. Oh, yeah, just hold it there. Even if he squirms, which he is not supposed to be doing, just let it bob and twitch for a little while.
Oh, okay.
He's going to feel his bondage very acutely right now. And that is why it's so important. If his hands were free, he would be heading right to that cock, wouldn't they? See, girls? But we have him in bondage, don't we? Oh, poor boy. So frustrating. And this is where your normal teasing and denial session would end. Maybe a ruined orgasm, something like that. But we're going to go back and start stroking. And this time, we're going to slow it down even more. Right now, his cock is going to be extremely sensitive. So make sure that you don't give him too much stimulation.
Okay.
He's probably going to be leaking a bit right now. I like to wipe it up and put a little droplet on the tip of his nose. Just to remind him who's in charge. To my boyfriend. Okay. Now, listen carefully, girls. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
How his tone has changed? What you're hearing is whimpering.
I do.
And that is a signal that the frustration is now turning into desperation. So, we just keep going. Slowly stroking. Over and over. Aren't those whimpers delightful? Now, here's what's going on in his little man brain. He thinks that his pathetic little sounds are going to make someone feel sorry for him. Give in. Give him what he wants.
That's silly.
Which is an orgasm. He thinks he deserves it. That he has somehow earned it. Which is just one more element of the male ego we have to break down. You aren't coming today, dear. And there's nothing you can do about it. Now, it's only natural for his body to respond and start taking over. He won't be able to stop himself from squirming and trying to press into your hand. And now is where we have some fun. Earlier, when I told you he didn't want to stop, right? Well, now, when he tries to press into you, let go, but just for a second. Just long enough for him to try to touch you and not be able to. And just a second later, start stroking again. You can't give him any break right now. You have to keep teasing him. Because this is when he'll start to break for you. Keep going until you hear... Oh, there it is. He's crying now. Oh, aren't you? Poor thing. So, what we do now is we take our gloved, slippery, lubed up hand and wrap it all the way around his cock and hold it firmly. But no moving. Again, if he moves, let go for just a second. He'll start to get the message that you won't touch unless he holds still. And believe me, girls, he needs you to touch him right now. I think you can tell why the gag is so important. Those noises are practically non-stop. Now, here's something that's really important. He's not really crying.
Okay.
He's more sobbing. See? Wipe your fingertip over the sides of his eyes. No real tears. What he's doing is he's making crying sounds. Another way he's trying to pull at your heartstrings.
So cute.
Which means we go back to stroking. Even slower. Same rules. If he moves, stop for a second, and then right back in. If he looks like he's going to come, grab the base and hold it tight and just let it throb for a little bit.
It's like training a dog.
And then back to teasing. You keep doing it until you get real tears. And if you listen closely, you'll notice a change from that fake crying to real tears. And we are on our way. Oh, now you might think you've done your job. Tears, right? Well, there's one more place we need to go. So, just keep stroking him, teasing him. The tears will start to really flow, but you'll notice he gets much quieter. Yeah. There we are. Can you hear the difference?
Oh, yeah.
So right now, the little man brain has given up, right? He's still feeling everything, but now he's going to be much more passive. Quiet. Right? And again, you would be tempted to think, mission accomplished, right? But there's one more thing. And that is that we want to keep stroking a bit faster now. A little bit more. And then... that's what we're looking for. That kind of hysterical crying, right? Oh, you see, he has tried to make peace with it and accept it and deal with it all emotionally and psychologically. But when you don't stop, eventually, it just becomes too overwhelming. So we're just going to keep going for a bit. Because what you're listening to right now is the sound of a man breaking. and we want to make sure that we take full advantage of that moment. So we're going to go ahead and stop stroking and let the poor thing calm down.
Yeah.
There.
Okay.
Now, please note that he's gone almost completely quiet. And if you listen closely, you can hear a soft sound, almost like a kitten meowing. It's a very good indication that you've really broken him. You'll also note a glazed look in the eyes, and also a sense of like complete adoration. Right now, he would just about do anything for any woman in the room. So sweet. And now we wait until he completely loses his erection. Then we can fit him with a nice, tight chastity cage.
Is there any kind of maintenance required?
Good question. Yes, for starters, this is only day one. For someone like this, I'd repeat the process every day for a 2-week period. After that, I'd scale back to once a week.
Do you ever let him come?
No.
Oh my god.
There's really no reason to.
A kitten. So he gets used to it over time?
Oh god, no. Each time is just as bad as the last, maybe even worse. It's just something he learns to deal with, but no, they never really get used to it. That looks like about all the time we have for today. Okay. Thank you all for coming today. And to you for not coming. I wish you all luck in breaking your men. And please reach out and let me know if you manage to have success with these techniques. Thanks, everyone.
Great.
Bye.
Yes. Keep them bound and put them in the trunk of the car. I'll be keeping him for the next few weeks for additional training. Yes. Yes. Put the cage on him.
Oh, no.
No. Leave the gag.